I could not come because I was returned from Kuching. I had 3 days religious talks there. I remember I promised to talk on karma 2 weeks ago. So it is a very interesting subject. There are four religions: Buddhism, Hinduism, Jainism, Sikhism. All these four religions accept karma. Islam and Christianity do not talk anything about karma. The will of God, that's all. The meaning of this word, karma, means action. It's a Sanskrit word, karma. Pali word, kamma. Like nirvana and nibbana. Pali, Sanskrit. You can use either. Action. But mere action cannot create the karma that we discuss in religion. All our immoral actions become bad karma. Moral actions become good karma. In between, there are many other actions. They are neither moral nor immoral. Neutral. So every day we create three kinds of karma. Good karma, bad karma, neutral karma. More neutral karma. From morning up to night, when you go to bed, we had to do so many things as our duties, responsibilities, obligations, and for our living, for our pleasure, cooking, eating, sleeping, all these are karma, action. But they are neutral. They are neither moral nor immoral. That means the effect we experience immediately. After that, there is nothing for us to carry forward. But good karma and bad karma follow us just like our shadow. We cannot stop. Chayava anupayini, sayings of the Buddha. The karma follow us just like our chaya, shadow. Artha gruhe nirtante. Everything whatever we have collected, accumulated as our property, or including our physical body, after our death, we leave them alone. We cannot carry anything, either from the body or the things that we have collected. Then, asmasane mitra bandhava. Our relatives and friends follow up to cemetery or graveyard or crematorium. After that, they come back. So that departed person went alone. There's nobody to join with him or with her. But that person also did not go with empty hand. Sukritam duskritam. All the good deeds that this person has done during his or her lifetime, all the bad deeds that person has committed during their lifetime, In one hand, good karma. The other hand, bad karma. Then what will happen? After our death, existence or rebirth again take place according to this karma that we are holding. If good karmas are heavy, then that life becomes very fortunate one. If bad karmas are heavy, that life becomes very unfortunate. This is the nature of karma. We cannot change this by praying or worshipping to any god or anybody, because our mind is responsible for our karma. Cetanaham bhikkhave kammam vadami. The Buddha defined the word of karma. Karma means cetana. Cetana means intentionally. First, we create the idea by thinking. After creating this idea, it will turn into thoughts, our thoughts. Thoughts are working in the mind just like wheels. Working, 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 working. That means not yet decided. So after thinking, then maintaining the thoughts in the mind, then we decide. We want to do this. That is the origin of karma. So the karma starts from there. After that, put into action. Completed. Then, some people say they don't believe in karma. Not necessary to believe. It is natural. Whether they have a religion or not, every living being, including animals and other living beings, create karma. Otherwise, no one can survive without creating karma. So belief is not necessary. Only thing, animals cannot create good karma, but they can create bad karma. That is why we say they are unfortunate living beings. They have anger, they have greed, they have ignorance. So these are the main roots to create karma. Animals also have this. But they cannot develop their mind like kindness, compassion, sympathy, all those good qualities. Therefore, they cannot create good karma. Then, difference. Hindu belief and Buddhist belief in karma. Hindu says that God punished us according to our bad karma. The God reward us according to our good karma. That means without God, they say cannot put into action this. The Buddha did not accept that. Jaina, another religion, they say, when once we have committed a karma, under any circumstances, we cannot change it. We had to face the consequences of good and bad effects. The Buddha did not accept that also. Existing belief on karma and rebirth in India at that time, the Buddha has given very rational meaningful, reasonable interpretation without following the existing concept or the belief. Now the Buddha says, the God or the Buddha have nothing to do with our karma. They cannot interfere. The person who has committed or performed good and bad karma, that person's mind is responsible, not another person. Another person cannot change anything, cannot stop, cannot change. Now, after committing evil karma, we come and worship the Buddha and ask the Buddha to stop bad effect. That is what many Christians and Muslims are doing, asking forgiveness from a God. The Buddha say it is impossible. Suddhi asuddhi pachyattam nanya manya visodhaye. In Dhammapada, the Buddha says, the purity or impurity in our mind maintained by the same mind, another person cannot interfere. Now that means good karma and bad karma. Others cannot change. Praying, worshipping and sufferings and all sort of things they are doing. Then, when you take a simple example, you can understand it. Why it is impossible? Assume one of you is very, very cruel. Then you come to know that it is wrong. By knowing this, you go and pray and worship and ask the God to take away the cruelty from your mind. Do you think God can do that? If not, you come to the Buddha and worship and ask, I have cruelty in my mind. Please take away my cruelty from my mind. Do you think the Buddha can do that? Never. I am the only one who can stop this. The very day when I withdraw that from my mind, the cruelty I want to withdraw, after that, no more cruelty. So the Buddha or God cannot do that. So the karma that we have created, committed, also can stop, can change by using our own mind. Another person cannot do anything. Don't waste your time asking forgiveness from another. Yes, for the mistake that we have done, you can ask forgiveness. Mistake is one thing, karma is another thing. Two things. Then, how do we create karma? Lobho akusala moolam, doso akusala moolam, moho akusala moolam. This is in Abhidharma, the Buddha explained. Craving that we have in our mind become the main cause for us to create bad karma. The anger or hatred that we have in our mind create the bad karma. Moha, ignorance that we have in our mind create bad karma. Any living being who has craving, hatred, ignorance in the mind cannot escape from the bad karma. So belief is not important for that. Again, amoho kusala moolam, adoso kusala moolam, alobho kusala moolam. By reducing craving, we create good karma. By reducing hatred, anger, we create good karma. By reducing our ignorance, illusion, we create good karma. That is how we create good karma and bad karma. It comes from the mind. That is why understanding is important. Not our imagination, but understanding. If we don't like to suffer, the only thing that we can do, try to keep away from bad karma. If you don't like to suffer. If we want to enjoy our life in worldly way, then try to do some good karma. We never get from outside all these things. In another discourse, the Buddha says, alaso gihi kama bhogi nasad. Those worldly people who like to enjoy their life, if they are lazy, they cannot enjoy their life. See the way how Buddha advised for worldly people. Be active, do something, don't be lazy. Then we have to understand what to do and what not to do. For that, we need knowledge, understanding. We cannot justify by committing certain evil deeds to tell others there is nothing wrong. We mislead others also. If you know that it is wrong, we have to say, yes, I know it is wrong. I try my best not to do it again. That is wonderful. Because we don't mislead others. The trouble with us is we have very strong egoism. We hide all our weaknesses and mistakes that we have committed. Try to pretend. Or either we have not done that, or there is nothing wrong. Justify. Egoism. That mislead the others also. So if we have done a mistake, we had to admit, accept. And then slowly, not immediately, we can keep away or develop our understanding what to do and what not to do. Kammaṁ satte vibhajati yadidaṁ hīna panītata. When you see this world, we can see discrimination, differences. How these discriminations or differences take place? Who is responsible for this? Those who believe in God, that God created all of us, cannot give reasons why God created some people to enjoy their life and some others to suffer, die, starving without food. Is there any reason for God to create them? But Hindus and Buddhists can give the answer. Hindus can say, yes, God created them to enjoy because they have done lot of good karma during their last birth. If they are suffering, they have done lot of bad karma, therefore God punished them. That is Hindu interpretation. But as Buddhists, we don't want to bring God into this picture. During one of my talk, I mentioned this in Mangala Sutta. Rupa desa vasocha pubbecha katha punyata. Those who had the opportunity to be born in certain countries, certain areas, certain villages, certain towns, to lead their life without facing so many troubles and problems and violence and sufferings. Pubbecha katha punyata. During their previous birth, they have done some good karma. That is why existence or rebirth has taken place in such countries, such areas. Now we can see what is happening in this world today. In certain countries, always volcanic eruptions and earthquake, very, very uncertain. Any moment, flood. How many thousands and hundred thousands of people become refugees, run here and there. War, suddenly declared. Millions of people had to run away. They don't know where to go. It is happening even today in certain countries. Some other countries, millions of people are starving, dying without food. But God created them. God cannot supply food. Do you know how many millions are living without a piece of cloth? I have seen piece of cloth during the winter, summer, rainy season. No piece of cloth to cover, because our body is not like animals, a skin. By nature, their bodies protect. But our body is not like that. We need to cover our body. Then, by this time, if you go to certain countries, you can see how many millions of people are sleeping at the pavement, under the trees, and open areas. For generations, they had no shelter. Their birth and death both take place at the pavement or roadside. So what is the use of that type of human life? Who is responsible for that? There is no reason for God to create them to suffer, because those who believe in Creator God does not believe there was another life. This is the first and the last life created by the God. But Hindus and Buddhists can say, during their last birth, they have done some bad karma, therefore they suffer. Then what is the use of His creation, this human being, if they have not existed before? No one can answer. There are certain questions that no one can answer. It is like this. When a preacher was giving a talk, he said, started his talk, at the beginning, when the God started to create heaven and earth, then somebody interrupted. Then asked, may I know what was he doing before he started to create heaven and earth? Very difficult question to answer. But a speaker is very clever. He said, I think at that time, God was creating hell for those who ask this kind of questions. Exactly in the same manner. No one can answer why God created all these human beings to suffer for nothing. Here the answer given by the Buddha. What is that? All these discriminations, differences, enjoyment, pleasurable, sufferings, pleasant, unpleasant, situation among the human beings, we can see it is due to their own individual karma. I suffer or I enjoy my life according to my own karma, not the karma created by father and mother. They cannot transfer their merit or good karma or bad karma to me. Why in one family there are 5 or 6 children, same parents, same food, same education, same environment, but each and every person has entirely different mentality or character? Who created? Same parent. One is very intelligent, one child. Another one is really stupid. One is religious minded. The other one is criminal minded. One is very generous. The other one is very stingy among these children. Then who created this mental attitude in their mind? You say parents have given? No, parents are very good people. A God has given? For what purpose? Why God want to create criminal minded, stupid people? What purpose? Now here we can understand. They have their own individual mentality, karma, and habit. How they spent their last birth. The habits are still working in the mind. Although they had the opportunity to become humans, but they had bad habit, bad character, bad behavior, bad mental attitude. And on the other side, good thoughts, kindness, honesty, intelligence, according to their own way. That is how life after life, we continue all these forces by spending, experiencing. That means we are spending or experiencing good and bad karma that we have done during our previous birth. Spending here. If you are very fortunate, we are spending our good merit. If you are very unfortunate, we are using the bad karma. No one can stop this. Hear that sayings of the Buddha in Mangala Sutta. Patirupadesa vasocha pubbecha katapunyata. Then, we cannot create either good karma or bad karma unintentionally, accidentally, without creating the idea in the mind that we want to do this. But many things that we do, without creating that idea in our mind. Such action cannot create good karma or bad karma. When you drive your motor car, how many cats and dogs and animals or humans also you catch and die. But you never create any bad karma. Why? You have never created in your mind that you want to kill them. Therefore, you cannot, action alone cannot create this. Good karma and bad karma, both. Intention, purposely, deliberately, by knowing, we create good karma and bad karma. In dreams also we create good karma and bad karma. Yes, we fight, we kill. I have done that in dreams, you know. One day I kill a big python in dreams. I create bad karma for that. But that karma is very, very weak because it has created from the subconscious mind. Certain things which are working in the subconscious mind created that vision and action, and then we commit it. It's a very weak. Even then it is karma. In sleep, during our sleeping, dreams can create karma. But many other good karmas can topple them easily because they are not strong. Then, the belief that people have, this method was common in India even today, by torturing our physical body, we can avoid the bad karma, bad effect. The Buddha rejected that belief also. He said, your body cannot create any karma. Mind uses the body as a weapon. Therefore, you cannot... You simply go and beat the body. But body is not the one who created, who done that. Mind. He says, if you want to punish, you must punish your mind, not the body. Then, how to punish it? When you get angry, don't allow this anger to flare up. Control it. Punishment for the mind. When you are jealous, don't allow that jealousy to develop in the mind. Control it. Punishment for the mind. When you are very selfish, don't allow this thought to develop in the mind. Control it. Selfishness or greed. When you are very lazy, don't allow your mind to relax and sleep. Be active. Punishment for the lazy mind. See whether meaningful or not. So burning, poking, starving, without sleeping, we do all sorts of things, thinking that we can get rid of the bad karma. Buddha says cannot. Then, other religions says if you believe in God, pray, God away, wash away the sins or the bad karma committed by you. Even Mahayana schools of Buddhism also started this belief in the second century, that means the 700 years after the Buddha, Earlier they never had this.
No,
although you have put a bad deed, bad karmas, if you recite the name of Amitabha Buddha 7 times, you will be in pure land. What is the difference between Christianity and this one? No difference. So easy. So that means you can do anything whatever you like during your lifetime. And before your death, you recite only 7 Amitabha. You will be in pure land. Do you think the Buddha introduced this kind of religion? Encourage people to do more bad things because they are not scared. And the Christian knows it. God will forgive at the last moment. I go and confess. The next day, again I start the same thing. The God is there to wash away my sin. Encouraging. The Buddha did not introduce this. He said, you are responsible. But if you want to change, avoid, overcome, you are the only one who can do that. Another person cannot. Because this is the answer to those who come and condemn you. Because your Buddha says he cannot wash away your sin. Our religion says if you believe in God, God can wash away your sin and send you to heaven. And many people believe this. So easy. But you never think what the Buddha taught us. By practicing very reasonable, practicable method. What is that? Assume you have done a lot of bad karma. Then one day, you realized, I have done a lot of bad deeds. I do not know what will happen to me now. What to do now? And then, the advice given by the Buddha is, if you realized all these are wrong, then stop. Don't repeat those bad karma. Now you stop. After that, from that day onwards, try to create, produce, perform good karma. We can support others, help others, who are suffering from sicknesses, old age, fear, worries, death. We can release their mind by helping them. We create good karma. Again, religious places. There are many things for us to contribute, to work and perform. Then we create good karma. Going on developing more and more good karmas. At the same time, you also try to reduce your anger, your greed, and your jealousy, your ill will. You try to reduce and reduce and reduce. Then develop more kindness, compassion, patience, sympathy in your mind, then you will be able to overcome the bad effect of the bad karma you have committed earlier. Because your good karma, your mental activities are heavy. So you can amend, you can overcome, or you can topple. I have mentioned this earlier, Angulimala, you have heard this, murderer who has killed more than 1,000 human beings. The Buddha purposely went to see him. Every day, early morning, the first duty of the Buddha is to survey by using his psychic power, enlightenment, to survey, to find out whether anybody needs his service. Then, if the vision appears in the Buddha's mind, so-and-so is committing evil, he is wicked, he is endangering the whole country and everywhere, then Buddha purposely reach, approach, then try to train and tame, bring this person into lead a religious life. Then he went to meet him. The Buddha knew this man is very rough and tough, very stubborn. He will never listen to the Buddha. When there are such incidents or occasions, the Buddha perform little bit of miracles, only for that purpose. He walk in normal way. Angulimala wanted to come and catch the Buddha to kill him. So allow him to run. The Buddha walk, Angulimala runs. Running and running and running, 4 miles he had to run. Finally, he cannot run anymore. He shouted, "Stop!" Now the Buddha knew, time for me to talk to him. He said, "I have already stopped. How can you say you have stopped?" Then he asked another question. "You did not run, I know very well. But I had to run. Why, after running such a long distance, why I could not reach you, catch you?" Then the Buddha said, "You could not catch me because you run. If you stop your running, then you can catch me." Then the Buddha explained the meaning. "Convince. Can I follow you?" "Yes." Taken to the temple and ordained as a monk. From that day onwards, he went on developing, cultivating, purifying his mind. Using his full effort and energy, he attained arahanthood, attained nirvana. The bad karmas had no chance to catch him, overcome. This is the method introduced by the Buddha. So we should not surrender ourselves to our own karma. We can use our effort and knowledge and understanding, then we can overcome. So it does not come from God or from the Buddha. Very frankly, the Buddha has said this. "Tumhehi kichang atappang akhataro tathagata." Tathagata means another name for the Buddha. The Buddhas can tell you what to do and what not to do. But Buddhas cannot do for you. "Tumhehi kichang atappang." You have to follow this guidance, advices, put into practice. Then you experience salvation, liberation, freedom. Then there are 5 things the Buddha has prescribed for us to contemplate. It is meditation. 5 objects. Jara dhammo, vyadi dhammo, marana dhammo, sappehi mepehi manapehi nana bhavo vinabhav, kammasukovami kammadayado kammayo nikammama. 5 things. If you concentrate earlier, you can get rid of so many worries and fear and suspicions in your mind. One day you can depart from this world with hopes and confidence, but without fear and worry. Now what are these five? Vyadi Dhammo. Every living being is subjected to have any kind of sickness. No one is free. No one can say, oh, I never get that sickness. At any time, any kind of sicknesses can come to us. This is the nature of the formations of this physical body. Then concentrate on. When you concentrate, when one day when sicknesses appear, you won't get a shock. The mind is used to it. Mind knew that one day, but this definitely one of these sicknesses come to me. Understanding is there. Jara dhammo mi jarangadati to. Now I am very young, very handsome, very pretty. Yes. But how long? The reason is the combinations of elements and energy loosening. Slowly, 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 slowly. Then when you grow old, you're not functioning properly. No one can stop it. If you have concentrated earlier, when you come to that stage, we don't grumble, we don't worry, we develop courage to face. Meaning, I knew that one day I had to face this. A well-known meditation master in Thailand, Achan Cha, one of his students, a European, he was very sick in the hospital. Then his teacher went to see him. And he told him, don't worry. Either you get cured of sicknesses or you may die. Then why worry? So, old age, definitely, natural. Buddha, when he was about 80, he said, now my body is just like a worn-out bullock cart. Because no motor car at that time, therefore he said bullock cart. The Buddha, he sat down under a tree. He said, I am very thirsty. When bring some water, Ananda. Then he showed his body. Look at my body. You have seen my body. Complexion. Look at now, wrinkles everywhere. If Buddha's body is not free from this impermanency, what about others? Then we develop this understanding. This is the way how Buddhism can help us to reduce our fear and worries. Then Marana dhammo mi maranang anati to ti abhinnam pati. Death is natural. I have not gone beyond death. I am not free from death. Death is not the end of a life. Life cannot die. Now that is what many people never think this deep. Life cannot die. Only this physical body. This one decay and decay and decay and decay and collapse. The life live in this house. When the house is collapsed, the life goes out, woke up. Then why do you worry about this? So simple. Again, when your passport is expired, then you go to immigration department with new photo and get a new passport, expired one through the. The birth, death is like that. Death means beginning of a life. If there is no death, no beginning of another life. And then reduce fear. Oh, I may die. Yes, we must die. Otherwise, it becomes nuisance. If we live another 200-300 years, what will happen? We must die. It is a blessing. And then mind is strong enough to face it. Next one. Sabbehi me piyehi manapehi nana bhavo vinava. All of us have certain things, very beloved things or person. We like them so much. Attachment toward them. Lay husband and wife, parents and children, or some valuable things. So much attachment. But we must understand, one day, definitely we have to separate. Never carry with us. I told you earlier. If anything happen on the way, accident, or due to some sickness, separate earlier. If not, due to various other external sources. Our valuable property, money, jewelry, houses, lands and business and everything. One day we have to separate, sometime earlier, before we die. After our death, completely separate. It is natural. Then, in Sri Lanka, a doctor, every full moon day, he gives free treatment in his dispensary, private dispensary. On one full moon day, when he was in dispensary, somebody came and told him his youngest son died at home, suddenly. Then doctor said, he is dead. I have so many patients, living ones. I will attend to them, all of them. Then I will come home. See how much that person has developed understanding, detachment. Knowing one day we have to separate from this. To face this kind of thing. My life depend on my own karma, not by somebody else's karma. But I can change. By knowing this, if I do bad karma, I have to suffer. I allow others also to suffer, not only for my own benefit. There's another beautiful saying. Tānanche piyankaira, rakkheye nang surakkheta. If you really love your life, you should not harm others. Can you understand the meaning of this? The Buddha said, if you really love your life, you should not harm others. Why? If you harm others, you allow your life to suffer. Then how can you say you love your life? You pave the way for your life to suffer by harming others. Therefore, by knowing this situation of karma, it is our duty. Of course, no one can live in this world without creating good karma or bad karma as worldly people. We need a lot of commitment, responsibilities and duties and business. If you are 100% honest or kind, you cannot do anything in this world. You become puppet. Or people think you are mad. You cannot work with others. You can work with arahantas and buddhas, but not with these people, with all these good qualities. Therefore, it is very difficult to live without creating good karma or bad. Even most wicked, cruel, criminal-minded person also creates some good karma. That is the nature of the mind. Try as much as possible to minimize, to reduce bad karma. Try your best to create more and more good karma. That is for your pocket expenses, your journey. You are resting here for a few years. All of us are resting. We are pilgrims. Few years we stay. Again, when the house is collapsed and decay, we continue the journey. That is called death and birth. And death and birth is a journey. So the Buddha's advice is, you never gain anything if you allow your life to go like this. Repeated birth and death and birth and death and death, nothing. Nothing but suffering, suffering. Why not to end this one? Then you can escape, avoid all your physical, mental sufferings and worries and fear and everything. That is called salvation, liberation. Whole day and night we are struggling for our survival, for our enjoyment. Accusing, blaming, criticizing, condemning, fighting. For what? For our survival. So when we kick the bucket, nothing. Nothing for us to carry. Therefore, these five things, remember. Sicknesses, old age, death, separation from our beloved ones, karma. These five things are recommended by the Buddha for us to concentrate. It's a real meditation to strengthen the mind, to gain confidence. When the time comes for us to depart with hopes and confidence, without fear and worry, we can say goodbye to this world. These are the things that, although my topic is karma, I did not explain karma. I go beating around the bush. So next Tuesday I explain karma, various aspects of karma. Okay, blessings. Abhivadana silisa nichyam vaddhavasayano chattaro dhamma. Vaddhanti āyu anno sukhaṁ balaṁ abhivādana sīlissa nicchaṁ vaddhāpa chāyino chattāro dhammā Vaddhanti āyu anno sukhaṁ balaṁ abhivādana sīlissa nicchaṁ vaddhāpa chāyino chattāro dhammā Vaddhanti āyu anno sukhaṁ balaṁ āyurārogya sampatti Sagga sampatti mevacce ato nibbana sampatti iminate samijyatu. Good health and peace of life.